From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Wild temperature swings last fall are believed to be the cause of widespread freeze damage in California walnut groves. In early November, temperatures dropped from 80 degrees to below freezing in several areas. Freeze damage observed this spring is most severe in Butte, Glenn, and Tehama counties, and is also reported in Lake, San Joaquin, Stanislaus, Yolo, and Yuba counties. Before the freeze, walnut production had been steadily increasing. Stemilts, a half mile closer to the moon cherries, are ready to make their grand return in August. Led by fourth-generation cherry grower Kyle Matheson, the Packer.com reports these specialty cherries stand out because of unique growing practices, choice of late-season varieties, and to end the cherry season with great quality and flavors. The brand name, a half mile closer to the moon, came about because the cherries are grown literally a half mile closer to the moon at elevations of 2,640 feet and higher. The outlook for the ag economy in 2021 is holding strong. AgFacts.com reports a recent update from the Kansas City Fed says interest rates on agricultural loans made by commercial banks increased slightly for some types of lending but remained historically low through the first half of 2021. In contrast to non-real estate loans, average rates of farm real estate loans continued to decline. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.